structure of atom, module 2, distribution of electrons, valency, atomic number and mass number, isotopes and isobars. These are the topics we are going to discuss. Distribution of electrons in first 18 elements. See, the first is hydrogen atom. It has only one electron, so it is shown one in case of hydrogen. Helium has got atomic number is 2, or 2 electrons are there, so 2 electrons are shown in the first orbit. Then lithium. Lithium has got 3 electrons, so first orbit will contain 2 electrons and 1 electron will be left in second orbit. Then beryllium. Beryllium has 4 electrons, 2 electrons in first orbit and 2 electrons in second orbit. In this way, what do we observe? That in the first orbit there will be maximum 2 electrons can be filled up, and second orbit will fill maximum 8 electrons. So up to neon, neon atomic number or the number of electrons is 10. So 2 electrons in the first orbit and 8 electrons in the last orbit. In this manner, the electrons are filled up to 8 in the second shell. Then we go further. Atomic number 11, that is sodium. Sodium has 11 electrons. So again, first shell 2 electrons, second shell 8 electrons, and more than 8 electrons cannot be filled in the second shell. So first shell, second 2 electrons, second shell 8 electrons. So 2 plus 8, 10. So 1 electron is left. So the 1 electron goes into the third shell. So now, sodium onwards, as the number of electrons will increase, the electrons will be filled up in the third shell unless it completes 8 electrons in the third shell. So in this manner, suppose we have silicon. Silicon has 14 electrons. So in the first shell 2 electrons, second shell maximum 8 electrons. So 2 plus 8, 10. Then the third shell will have 4 electrons. So the configuration is 2, 8 and 4. In this manner, up to argon. Argon is having 18 electrons. So configuration is 2 in the first shell, 8 in the second shell. So 2 plus 8, 10, and 8 in the last shell or third shell. Now let us discuss about the valency. After understanding the number of electrons in the first 18 elements, now let us discuss about valency. Now what is valency, or what is valence electrons? Valence electrons are the number of electrons present in the last shell. Now what is valency? The number of electrons gained or lost or shared by the atom of an element so as to complete its octet in the valence shell or the outermost shell, or duplet in case of elements having only K shell, is called the valency of the element. Means what? Suppose the hydrogen has only one electron and it has only one shell, so it has only valency 1. Helium has 2 electrons and it has completed its duplet, so its valency is 0. It has completed its duplet. So if an element completed its duplet or octet, its valency is 0, because the target is to complete duplet or octet. If duplet or octet is completed, then the valency becomes 0. Now suppose if you take lithium. Lithium electronic configuration is first shell 2 electrons, second shell only 1 electron. So now the lithium may lose that valence electron. So now its electrons becomes 2, because it has lost 1 electron. So 2 is duplet. So lithium can achieve its duplet by losing electron. How many electrons? One electron. So lithium has valency 1. In the same manner, if you go for beryllium, beryllium has 4 electrons, 2 in the first shell, 2 in the valence shell. So how many electrons are present in the valence shell? That itself is the valency. How? Because these 2 electrons can be lost. And hence, beryllium in the first shell contains 2, so that is duplet. So beryllium can achieve the duplet by losing 2 electrons. So the valency of beryllium is also 2. In other way, what is the number of electrons in the valence shell? That is also called as valency. But this is not always true. Now this will go up to carbon. Carbon has 6 electrons. First shell 2, second shell 4. So valency of carbon is 4, because carbon can lose the 4 electrons, but it is not possible. But carbon can accept 4 or share 4 electrons of another atom and form an octet. So carbon has valency of 4. If you go for nitrogen, nitrogen has electronic configuration 2 and 5. So nitrogen has 5 electrons. So nitrogen can accept 3 electrons in the valence shell and can form an octet. But giving away 5 electrons and forming a duplet is very, very difficult. So instead of giving away 5 electrons, it will accept 3 electrons in its valence shell to obtain its octet. Therefore, the valency of nitrogen is 3. Oxygen, in the same way, has electronic configuration 2, 6. So oxygen, instead of giving 6 electrons, can accept 2 electrons. So its valency is 2. In this manner, as shown in the figure, the valency goes on increasing up to carbon, again it decreases. These elements are up to from hydrogen to neon. If you start from sodium to argon, in the same manner we observe, sodium electronic configuration is 2, 8, 1. So it can lose its 1 electron in the last shell and obtain octet in the second shell, as shown. So the valency of sodium becomes 1. So in such a manner, aluminium, magnesium valency is 2, aluminium valency is 3, silicon valency is 4. But again after 4, the valency decreases. It decreases from, phosphorus, what do we observe? Phosphorus has 2, 8, 5 configuration. So phosphorus may give the electron, 5 electrons, because it is now away from the nucleus, so it can give the electrons and it can accept 3 electrons also. So valency of phosphorus becomes 3 also or 5 also. In this manner, we have valency of argon is equal to 0 and valency of sulfur becomes 2. Valency of chlorine is 1. Okay. Now let us discuss about atomic number and mass number. What is an atomic number? The number of electrons present in an atom is always equal to the number of protons, because the atom has to be an electrical neutral. So atomic number is nothing but the number of protons present in the nucleus, and it is represented by the alphabet Z. So Z is equal to the number of protons. Now what is atomic mass number? The mass number is represented as alphabet capital A, is the number of protons and neutrons in the nucleus. So A, that is mass number, is equal to number of protons plus number of neutrons. Now what are the major differences between them? So atomic number is the number of protons present in the nucleus, or mass number is the sum of the number of protons and neutrons in an atom. The atomic number is not affected by neutrons. Whether the neutrons increase or decrease, it is not affected. But the mass number is affected by number of neutrons. All the isotopes of a same element will have the same atomic number, whereas isotopes always have different mass numbers. Then isobars cannot have the same atomic number. That means those who are same, having same atomic number, they are called as isotopes. If they have same mass number, then they are called as isobars. Okay. In this manner, the difference between atomic number and mass number is there. Now let us discuss about isotopes and isobars. What are isotopes? Isotopes are the atoms of the same element having same atomic number. That means same proton number. For example, oxygen. Oxygen, there are three isotopes. Oxygen has the atomic number as 8. But the neutron number may change. For example, in the isotope of 16, what do we observe? That there are 8 protons and 8 neutrons. In the isotope 17 of oxygen, there are 9 protons and 8 protons. 9 neutrons and 8 protons. In the isotope of oxygen 18, there are 10 neutrons and 8 protons. In the same manner, let us understand isobars. What are isobars? Where the atoms, they have same mass number, but they may have different atomic number. They are different elements. For example, see neon and sodium. Neon has atomic number 10, sodium has atomic number 11, but their mass number are same. Neon mass number 22 and sodium 22. So that's isotope. So isotope of sodium having 22 and isotope of neon having 22, both are isobars. In the same manner, argon atomic number 18, potassium atomic number 19, they are showing same masses. So argon and potassium, they are here isobars. So isotopes are different atoms of the same element, and isobars are different elements of the same atomic mass. In case of isotopes, the atomic numbers are equal. In case of isobars, atomic numbers are different and atomic mass numbers are same. In case of isotopes, atomic masses are different, and in case of isobars, atomic masses are same. In this manner, there is a difference between isotopes and isobars. Applications of isotopes. We have industrial applications and medicinal applications. The radioactive isotopes are very, very useful in industries as well as in medicines. Americium-241 isotope is used for uniform thickness when rolling steel and paper determine location of oil wells. Sodium-24 is used to locate leaks in pipelines. Iridium-192 is used in testing the integrity of boilers and aircraft parts. Uranium-235 is used in nuclear power plants. Californium-252 isotope is used in determining the moisture content of soil. In this manner, there are industrial applications. So also, we have medicinal applications of isotopes. Cobalt-60 is used in radiation therapy to prevent cancer. Iodine-131 is used to locate brain tumors. Carbon-14 is used in metabolism, studying the changes in metabolism of patients with diabetes. Carbon-11 is used during a PET scan. Sodium-24 is used to study blood circulation. Thallium-201 is used in determining the damage in heart disease or heart tissues and detection of tumors. In this manner, there are various applications of radioactive isotopes. End of module 2. Thank you very much.